Jay-Z says a heavy right-wing agenda is silencing voices in the culture. By Warner Todd Houston on March 25, 2026. Rap mogul Jay-Z is claiming there's a heavy right-wing agenda he believes is now silencing culture. The rapper revealed his feelings during a discussion of hardcore fan stan culture in an interview with GQ this month where he lamented the extremes of social media. In the interview, Jay-Z talked about the old days when rappers and their fans could have little feuds that just quickly move on from them, and he compared that to today where emotions are much more inflamed among fans, all thanks to social media. It's too far. It's bringing people's kids in it, he said of today's vicious social media fights between fans, stars, and producers. I don't like that. He added that in the old days, you had the battle and it was fun and then you moved on. But now the fights between fans and artists are breaking the whole thing apart because of social media. It takes up so much oxygen. It's like trying to tear down people's lives. I don't know if it's worth it at this point, he added. I don't know if battling needs to be part of the culture anymore. Watch. But Jay-Z apparently followed up after the interview by blaming some right-wing agenda for much of the online fighting. There is clearly an agenda to silence voices in our community. A heavy right-wing agenda, Jay said in a text he later sent to GQ. And the culture is happily playing along in the name of this insane thirst of stan culture to have something on the other side. We are in a strange time. I'm curious as to how this plays out. Jay-Z didn't seem to notice the previous decades of left-wing control of culture where no conservative ideas were allowed, where conservative actors and artists were systematically oppressed, and where cancel culture summarily destroyed the lives and careers of anyone who did not kowtow to the left-wing agenda. The rapper does not seem to have been worried that voices were being silenced then. Jay-Z also seems to have an oppressive culture inside his own company, too. Recently, employees of his Roc Nation company have taken to social media to express their outrage over a toxic work environment inside the company, with harsh conditions, poor management, low pay, and rampant firings with no cause or explanation. Roc Nation chief executive officer and co-founder Desiree Perez came in for especially harsh criticism. Roc Nation employees have taken to the internet to express how difficult it is to work at the company, citing harsh working conditions, poor treatment by Desiree Perez, and on-the-spot firings with no explanation. They also noted that a lot of employees are fleeing the pic.twitter.com/l9dhmhfpoj. Black Media underscore, at Black Media underscore, March 25, 2026. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.